Yeah, I'll be in. Krishna. I wish to welcome all of you for our seminar. This year it is called Moment, Aligning Our Spiritual Lives on the Principle of the Path.
Želim svima da vam poželim dobrodošlicu na ovaj seminar koji se zove Dovođenje u red svih duhovnih principa ili princip puta.
It will be a very exciting seminar, at least for me.
Ovo će biti jako uzbudljiv seminar, bar za mene.
And I'm looking very much forward to it.
I ja se jako radujem svemu ovom.
The first part of this I have given in our Zagreb Sangha, where our, which we call the Lemo Sangha.
I prvi deo ovog seminara sam već dao na našoj Sanghi u Zagrebu, koju zovemo Lemo Sangha.
There are four more other parts coming after that.
Ali onda nakon toga dolaze još četiri sljedeća dela.
Before I start, I just want to know a little bit here. Who of you, when you drive in your car and you have a road map, get easily lost?
A sad bih prvo malo želeo nešto da vas ispitam. Ko od vas, kada se vozi svojim kolima, može lako da se izgubi? Kome se to dešava?
I must tell you, I'm personally very bad with directions.
Ja vam moram ovako priznati da sam ja lično jako loš što se tiče tih
Now what I found out is that we always want to get where we are meant to go. That means we don't get lost on purpose.
I ono što sam ja otkrio jeste da mi uvek stignemo tamo gdje smo naumili da dođemo, tako da nije da se iskupimo baš sa nekim ciljem.
You just go and go and go and go in your life, and then all of a sudden you have the feeling, wow, I'm not going where I want to go.
Mi jednostavno idemo, 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 i onda jedan put shvatimo da smo se našli negdje gdje nismo baš želeli da dođemo.
It's an analogy.
To je analogija.
In our lives also, we keep on going and we just don't realize that we lost it.
Isto tako i u našim životima, mi samo nastavljamo da idemo i čak i ne shvatamo da smo se izgubili.
We don't get lost on purpose, we have the best intentions.
Nije da mi nameravamo da se izgubimo, mi imamo najbolje namjere.
Only much later, when we are much more down our path, we notice, my God, this is not where I wanted to end up in my life.
Jedino nešto kasnije, kada smo već dosta skrenuli sa svog puta, mi shvatimo, ovo nije baš mjesto gdje sam ja želela da odim.
I found out and started working on this seminar 5 years, or six, no, it was 7 years ago, when I really got lost in South India.
I ja sam krenula da radim na ovom seminaru pre sedam godina, kada sam se stvarno izgubio u Južnoj Indiji.
Yeah. See, there was Ekadasi, and I wanted to spend the whole day chanting in the jungle.
Vidite, bio je Ekadasi, i ja sam želela da provedem ceo dan tako što ću mantrati u džunglu.
And when I asked one devotee if he knew where there was an ideal place, and he brought me to a little hut on top of a mountain underneath. Under me there was only jungle, Indian jungle.
I onda sam ja pitao jednom baktu da li on možda zna neko dobro mjesto za mantranje, i on me je odveo do vrha planine, do jedne kolibe koja se nalazila na vrhu planine, i sve što sam vidio ispod sebe bila je indijska džungla.
Sometimes I saw a leopard and often wild buffaloes.
I nekad bih čak vidio i leoparda, a jako često bih vidio buffalo.
The man who brought me there left me, and I was chanting the whole day until the evening came.
I onda ova osoba koja me dovela, ona me ostavila tu i ja sam čitavog dana mantra.
Never forget how I thought, I will soon get up and then I will go back to the farm where I live. But then we chant one more round, please.
I nikad neću zaboraviti kako sam sedeo i mislio sam, ma dobro, uskoro ću ja ustati i otići ću do farme gdje boravim, ali samo još jedan krug da izmaram.
I finally got up when I heard a wolf howling.
I onda sam najzad ustao, tek kada sam čuo vuka kako zavija.
It's good to go back into safety in the night, and I started to go.
I onda shvatio sam da je dobro da odem dok još sigurno, dok nije pala noć, i krenuo sam.
And I knew I would have to go down, then I would hit another road, then I would have to go Levo, then a little bit more Levo, then Desno, then Pravdo, then half Pravdo, and then I would be there.
I ja sam znala, sad treba da idem dole, onda ću naići na drugi put, onda ću skrenuti malo levo, još levo, pa onda moram da idem malo desno, pa malo pravo, pa još malo polupravo i onda ću stići.
That's what I thought.
To je ono što sam ja mislio.
And I was going really strong.
I onda sam ja stvarno brzo hodao.
Then I heard the second wolf. And then the third,
A onda sam čuo drugog vuka, onda sam čuo i trećeg.
And I noticed they were talking about me.
I onda sam shvatio da oni u stvari o meni razgovaraju.
Znači, nadam. So I went more, and then I noticed that I have seen this area already of the jungle.
I onda sam ja išao još, i onda sam shvatio joj postanim, ja sam već vidio ovaj predel.
And before I knew it, I had to face the fact I was lost.
I pre nego što sam to i znao, morao sam da priznam, ja sam izgubio.
The evening was coming and the wolves were hunting me.
Veče se spuštalo i vukovi su me lovili.
I thought I knew where to go.
Ja sam mislio da ja znam gdje treba da idem.
I had the best intention to reach my goal.
Imao sam najbolju namjeru da stignem do svog cilja.
I had a need to go my way.
Imao sam potrebu da idem svojim putem.
But I had taken the wrong path.
Ali ja sam krenuo pogrešnim putem.
And it is there where I learned it's not just enough that you have the intention to reach somewhere. The destination which you ultimately go to is determined by the direction which you take, not your intention.
I onda sam shvatio da nije dovoljno da samo imamo nameru da stignemo negde, već je potrebno da imamo na umu to odredište prema kome smo krenuli i onda će pravac kojim idemo da nas dovede do njega.
In my own simple way, I had discovered the principle of the path.
I na moj jednostavni način, ja sam otkrio princip puta.
Yes. So, in this lecture, you will, or in this seminar, you will hear many things, how this relates to your life.
Tako da ćete na ovom seminaru moći da čujete puno poenti kako ovo može da se odnosi na vaš život.
You will actually learn how to choose the right path to go where you want to go.
I ono što ćete ovdje dobiti jeste da ćete naučiti kako da izaberete pravi put koji možete stići tamo gdje ste
dobili. And we will also look at how we ultimately can become successful in finding our way in this life.
I onda ćemo mi pogledati to kako možemo biti uspješni da dostignemo svoj cilj u ovom životu.
I will not tell you now what happened to me in the jungle. That is for one of the later seminars.
I neću sad da vam otkrijem šta mi se desilo tamo u džungli, to je za jedan od kasnijih seminara.
But I will tell you how I actually found the right path.
I onda ću vam reći kako sam ja u stvari našao pravi put.
It's a universal principle which I discovered in the jungle.
I to je univerzalni princip koji sam ja tamo otkrio u toj džungli.
Now, all right, before we now start with the seminar, I have to make one announcement. we are cooking simultaneously for all of you, and we need a few more vegetable cutters at the end of the hall. You will be able to follow the lecture, so if you have some talent for vegetable cutting, please engage Shabji Walas.
Sada imamo jedno obaveštenje, pre nego što krenemo sa seminarom, ovde pozadi je kuhinja i tu se kuva za sve nas i trenutno nam je potrebno još nekoliko bakta koji bi mogli da se uključe u to seckanje povrća, pa ako neko od vas ima talente po tom pitanju, yes, može tamo da se uključe.
In the Bhagavatam you will find one very important verse about choosing the right path for your spiritual life.
U Bhagavatamu možete naći jedan jako važan stih koji se tiče tog biranja pravog puta u vašem duhovnom životu.
Tasma deke na manasa Bhagavan satvatam pati Shotavya kirtitavyascha Deya pujascha nityada. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
I prema tome, sa usredsređenom pažnjom, osoba treba neprestano da sluša, da slavi, da se seća i da obožava svevišnju božansku ličnost koji je zaštitnik Bhakti.
Yes. This verse tells us in principle, if you want to reach God, you must take the right path.
I ono što nam ovaj stih govori jeste, ako želite da stignete do Boga, onda morate ići pravim putem.
Do it now.
I uradite to sada.
With full attention.
Sa punom pažnjom.
Start with your ears, hear about Krishna.
I počnite svoje uši, slušajte o Krishna.
Continue with your tongue, speak about Krishna.
I onda nastavite sa svojim jezikom, govorite o Krishna.
And use your body in worship of the personality of Godhead.
I koristite svoje telo u obožavanju gospodina.
Then you will actually reach him.
I onda ćete ga zaista dostići.
It doesn't say it, but it implies it. If you do something else, you might not reach him, although you want to reach him.
I to nije rečeno, ali se to podrazumeva. Ako radite nešto drugo, onda nećete ga dostići.
My dear devotees, I personally see a huge gap between what people hope to achieve and what is their actual life.
Moji dragi bhakti, ja vidim veliki rascep, jaz između onoga što ljudi imaju u svom životu i onoga što oni žele zaista da dostignu.
This is because people have a desire to attain a high goal, but they are not on the right path.
I to je zato što ljudi žele, imaju želju da dostignu određeni cilj, ali nisu na pravom putu.
See, if I want to drive to Greece to distribute prasadam, like Radha Kripa, and I take a path which brings me to the north, in the northern direction, then I will reach Germany, not Greece.
Vidite, ako ja želim da odem u Grčku da bih tamo delio prasadam, onda ako krenem severno, onda ću stići u Nemačku, neću stići u Grčku.
Yes. This is so clear when we talk about directions, but it is really a mystery for many people in their life.
I ovo je jako jasno i očito kada mi pričamo ovako o pravcima, ali za mnoge ljude u njihovom životu to je prava misterija.
Albert Einstein was once asked to give a definition of craziness.
Albert Einstein, njega su jednom pitali da da definiciju ludila.
And he said, craziness means you do the same things which you always do and hope you get a totally different result.
I onda je on odgovorio, ludilo, to znači da stalno radite iste stvari, a nadate se da ćete dobiti neki sasvim neočekivani rezultat.
I think this principle is very true in most of our lives.
Ja mislim da ovaj princip jako istinit u većini naših života.
Yes, we live our lives and we hope one day, yes, we will be in the eternal kingdom of God.
I onda mi vodimo tako naše živote i nadamo se pa da jednog dana ja ću stići u večno kraljevstvo Boga.
If you don't do now the things which bring you there, you will never go there.
I ako sad ne radite stvari koje će vas tamo dovesti, onda nikad nećete tamo ni stići.
Now, I want to give you a particular example which I feel at the moment very strongly about. It's about once a guru told his disciple to find the most foolish man in the world.
Ja ću sada da vam dam jedan primjer na osnovu koga možete da vidite na što mislim. Jednom je jedan duhovni učitelj dao svom učeniku zadatak da ode u svet i da nađe najglupiju osobu.
And this man looked everywhere. For instance, he found one man who was selling bananas, and he was thinking that he would become the king of the country by this. You know, making so much money and getting so many contacts when you sell bananas.
I onda je on naišao na jednu osobu koja je prodavala prodavac banana i koji je umislio da će tako postati kralj, tako što će zaraditi puno para prodajući banane i što će ostvariti neke vrlo bitne kontakte sa tim ljudima koji kupuju.
He found many things and people who did foolish things, and I will not entertain you with all the examples.
I on je našao jako puno osoba koji su radile jako glupe stvari, a ja vas neću zabavljati sad sa svim tim pričama.
Because we want to hear who was the most foolish.
Zato što sad svi želimo da čujemo ko je bio taj najglupiji.
Finally he saw a man who was on a tree.
I onda je on konačno video osobu koja se nalazi na drvetu.
The tree trunk was here where my back, how do you call this, the leaning part of the chair is.
I stablo drveta se nalazilo upravo ovdje gdje se nalazi naslon od stolice.
And he was taking his saw and sawing here.
I onda je on sedeo na ovoj grani i uzeo testeru i sekao je ovako iza sebe.
The disciple said, not here, saw here.
I onda mu je učenik rekao, pa nemoj tu da sečeš, seci ovdje ispred sebe.
I know what I'm doing.
Ne, ja znam što ja radim.
I want to get more wood.
Ja želim da dobijem više drveta.
And everyone saw us here, but I saw here that
I svi,
get a little bit
more wood. Svi seku ovdje, ali ja ću da sečem ovdje, ali ću da dobijem više drveta.
No, said the disciple, don't do it. You will fall from the tree and you will hurt yourself badly.
I onda učenik rekao, pa nemoj to da radiš, pa ćeš sa drveta i onda ćeš povrediti sebe.
Shut up. You are from the town. You don't know about sawing.
Ti si iz grada i ti ne znaš ništa o sečenju drveća.
So after half an hour, the disciple came back. He wanted to see what happened, and he saw the man. You know, he was bleeding here because the saw had come in his face when he fell down on the ground.
I onda nakon nekog vremena učenik se vratio do tog istog drveta i onda je video tu osobu kako leži i kako mu odavde ide krv, zato što je ta sekira, ta testera je pala na njega kada je pao sa drveta.
And the man said, oh, you to the disciple, you must be a great astrologer that you know I will fall down.
I onda ta osoba koja je bila pala, on je rekao, pa ti mora da si neki veliki astrolog da si mogao da predvidiš da će pasti.
No, said the disciple, I just know about the principle of the path.
A učenik je rekao, ma ne, ja samo znam o principu puta.
What's that?
A šta je to?
I feel the ecological condition in which the world is showing us that people don't know that they are cutting themselves on the wrong place.
Ja mogu da vidim samo po tome, ekološko stanje ove zemlje nam pokazuje da ljudi ne shvataju da oni seku upravo taj deo na kome se nalaze.
Have you noticed that it's much hotter every summer?
Da li ste možda primetili da je toplije i toplije svakog leta?
Do you know why?
A da li znate zašto?
It's because of the, what is it, the greenhouse effect? What is it? Global warming,
To je zbog tog efekta staklenika, zbog tog globalnog zagrevanja.
if you study this, people are practically with a modern civilization killing planet Earth and killing themselves.
I ako ovo samo malo pročite, vidjet ćete da ljudi ovom modernom civilizacijom ubijaju svetu sebe i ubijaju sami sebe.
But when you talk about new ecological systems which don't create this heating, global warming effect, you are considered to be a great astrologer.
Ali onda kada govorite o nekim ekološkim sistemima koji ne doprinose tom globalnom zagrevanju, ispadate veliki astrolog.
Let us now look at our own lives where we don't follow the principle of the path.
I hajde da sada pogledamo sopstvene živote gdje ne sledimo taj princip puta.
As I look around every year, I see some of you are becoming older and look more ill.
I kada ovako gledam, kada vas vidim, onda primećujem da svake godine izgledate starije i da izgledate bolesno, neki od vas.
And some of you are getting impressive bellies every year a little bit more.
A neki od vas čak svake godine dobiju onako prilično impozantne stomačiće.
You're killing yourself.
Ubijate sami sebe.
I mean, I shouldn't speak so loud because I'm really the best person to talk about this. But, you know, if a person wants to have perfect health, he can't eat so many pizzas.
Ako osoba, jednostavno ako osoba želi da ima savršeno zdravlje, da ne može da jede toliko puno pice.
If you want perfect health, you need to have the right diet, you need to have exercises, and you need to have a very positive outlook to life.
Jednostavno, ako želite da budete potpuno zdravi, morate imati ispravnu dijetu, morate raditi fizičke vežbe i imati pozitivan pogled na svet.
You can't live this modern way of eating and living and expect a peaceful life and a healthy life. It just doesn't work.
Ne možete živjeti ovim modernim načinom života i hraniti se na taj način i očekivati da ćete imati zdravi, miran život.
Oh, let's look at relationships.
Ili hajde da pogledamo u odnose.
You can't have a good relationship and never ever invest time in the people who are dear to you.
Ne možete imati dobre odnose tako a da nikada ne uložite vreme u odnose sa ljudima koji su vam dragi.
Like, you know, we as a Hare Krishna movement, we wanted to have a perfect movement with happy devotees, but we focused on projects and not on people.
Mi kao pokret Hare Krishna, mi želimo da imamo savršen pokret, ali međutim ono što radimo jeste da se fokusiramo na projekte, a ne na ljude.
Now, 35 years later, we look around and see not many of the old generations people are still there because they felt uncared for.
I sada 35 godina nakon svega mi možemo da pogledamo da nema tako puno te starije generacije zato što oni jednostavno nisu osjetili da ovdje neko od njima brine.
I have a question for all of you.
Imam jedno pitanje za sve vas.
Can you identify an area of your life which 20 years down the road will bring you a different result than you wish?
Da li možete da identifikujete jedno područje u svom životu koje će vam za 20 godina od sada doneti drugačiji rezultat od onoga koji u stvari želite?
In other words, is there something in your life which you are presently doing which in the future will bring you a miserable result?
I drugim rečima, da li sada u vašem životu postoji nešto što vi radite što će vam u budućnosti doneti neki bedni rezultat?
I have a little orchestra here and they will make a little contemplative music while you contemplate this question in your life.
I ja sada imam ovdje jedan čitav orkestar i imat ćemo jednu kontemplativnu, meditativnu melodiju koja će vam pomoći dok o svemu ovome razmišljate.
God, you didn't tell me.
That's all right, Ananda Gopal. He is a master at this, Ananda Gopal. He knew it wouldn't work because he set it up, but he didn't do anything against it.
Ananda Gopal, on je majster u ovome. On je, znači, ovo namestio i znao je sad da neće da radi, ali nije napravio ništa protiv toga.
So, question for you. Is there anything which you do? You see, Ananda Gopal would know. Sachinanda Swami would have to turn to the machine. I didn't make it work, and I didn't tell him it didn't work. Then it wouldn't work when he would use it.
Vidite, na primjer, šta on napravi. On je namestio ovu mašinu i sad znao, kad se će nam sam to bude uključio, to neće raditi, ali nije mi ništa rekao.
Hare Krishna, now it's too late. Prabhu, you have... Thank you, by the way, for this good illustration. You had to do something in the beginning of the lecture, which you didn't do, and now it doesn't work.
Hvala vam za ovu dobru ilustraciju mog primjera, ali poent u tome da je trebalo na vreme nešto da uradite, a ne sad, znači na početku lekcije.
Are some of you like Ananda Gopal?
Da li su neki od vas poput Ananda Gopal?
In other words, are you not doing something at the moment which you should be doing and which will in the future bring a bad result for you?
Drugim rečima, da li u ovom trenu ne radite nešto što bi trebalo da uradite i znate da će vam to u budućnosti doneti neki neželjeni rezultat?
Think.
Razmislite.
Maybe some of you chant impossible rounds.
Možda neki od vas mantraju nemoguće krugove.
Maybe you don't chant 16 rounds any longer.
Možda čak ne mantrate 16 krugova više.
Now it's all right.
I sad je to u redu.
You still can go on.
I još uvijek možete da idete dalje.
But maybe in the future you will be materialistic again.
Ali možda ćete u budućnosti ponovo da padnete na materijalni nivo života.
Maybe there is something which you do in wrong in relationship to others.
I možda postoji nešto što vi radite loše u odnosima sa drugima.
Maybe you have a dominating nature in relationships and now everyone tolerates you, but after 5 years they won't tolerate you any longer.
I možda imate dominantnu prirodu u tim odnosima i za sada svi još uvek tolerišu, ali za 5 godina od sada.
But you don't change.
Ali vi se ne menjate.
Maybe you know you should be more spiritual and look at so many movies.
I možda znate da bi trebalo da budete nešto malo više duhovni i da ne gledate baš toliko filmova.
Maybe you know you should keep a little bit more attention on the four rules and regulations of spiritual life, but you just don't do it.
I možda ste svesni toga da bi trebalo da obratite malo više pažnje na 4 regulativna principa, ali niste baš pažljivi u tome.
Maybe you don't do anything for your health, you just live a comfortable life.
I možda bi trebalo da uradite nešto za svoje zdravlje, ali vi jednostavno živite u udobnom životu.
And you are 50, you are on your deathbed, early deathbed.
I onda kada budete imali 50, onda ćete se naći prevremeno na svojoj samrtnoj postelji.
My dear devotees, it's so important to look at what you are presently doing and see if that path will bring you to the desired result.
Moji dragi bhakte, jako je bitno da pogledate šta sada radite I da li će vam, ako nastavite tim putem, da li će vas to dovesti do cilja kome težite?
Because there comes a time when it's just too late to correct your life.
Zato što jednostavno dođe vreme kada je prekasno da ispravite svoj život.
For instance, when you are pregnant, it's too late to ask if the man with whom you are living is the right one.
Na primjer, ako se nađete u situaciji da ste trudni, onda je to već prekasno da se pitate da li je sada ta osoba sa kojom živite prava osoba za vas.
Or when you are 60 and you just have not done anything with your life, you have not built the foundations for your life, it's too late to go to the university.
Ili ako, na primjer, imate 60 godina i ako niste ništa napravili sa svojim životom, ako niste postavili neke osnove, onda je sad već prekasno da idete na univerzitet.
Or to become a famous preacher.
Ili da postanete možda slavni propovedač.
When you have broken your leg, it's too late to ask if everything went all right when you walked.
Znači, jednom kad ste već slomili nogu, onda je prekasno da se pitate da li je sve bilo u redu dok ste hodali.
I believe if our goal is the eternal spiritual world, it's very important that we align our path so that we can reach there.
I ja smatram da ako je naš cilj večni duhovni svet, onda je jako bitno da se uskladimo sa tim putem koji će nas dovesti do njega.
And it's important to change something now and not in 20 years when it's maybe too late.
Jako je bitno da promenimo nešto sada, a ne za 20 godina kada će biti prekasno.
For change, there are five different principles which you can make, which you can use in your favor.
A kada pričamo o promjeni, onda postoji pet bitnih principa koje možete koristiti kako biste okrenuli stvari u svoju korist.
First is you have to look at your life really through the glasses of where you want to go and then see where in your life there are elements which never bring you there but might bring you in the opposite direction.
Prvi princip je da treba da pogledate na svoj život na taj način da vidite gdje želite da idete i koji su elementi u vašem životu ti koji će vas odvesti upravo dalje od vašeg cilja, a ne ka njemu.
Today I talked to a devotee who has become very successful in the university.
I ja sam danas razgovarao sa jednim bhaktom koji je postao jako uspješan na univerzitetu.
But he has sacrificed his rounds and his spiritual life.
Ali on je zato žrtvovao svoje krugove, svoje mantranje i svoj duhovni život.
And he said to me, Maharaj, I need to do something now, because if this continues, I will just become a materialist.
I on je rekao, Maharaj, ja moram učiniti nešto sada, jer ako se ovo ovako nastavi, onda ću ja jednostavno uskoro postati obična materialistička osoba.
Maya will cover my knowledge again.
I Maya će pokriti svo moje znanje.
And I won't feel enthusiastic for spiritual life.
Ja neću osjećati entuzijazam za duhovni život.
Bravo, good that you have recognized.
I onda sam ja rekao, bravo, dobro da si prepoznao tako nešto.
The next thing you must do is you must take action.
A sljedeća stvar koju treba napraviti jeste da preuzmete neku akciju.
See, so often we hear Krishna conscious lectures and we feel very inspired while we hear it. It speaks to us, it's relevant. But we don't take action.
Vidite, ono što se jako često dešava jeste da čujemo neku lekciju u svesnosti Krišne i da mislimo da ovo se odnosi upravo na mene, ali onda ništa ne uradimo povodom toga.
And then comes the third principle. You must make a sacrifice.
A onda dolazi treći princip. Morate napraviti neku žrtvu.
In this cosmos is arranged in such a way that you go to your next evolutionary step by a certain power, the power of austerity.
Ovaj čitav kosmos je napravljen na taj način da vi prelazite na svoj sljedeći evolutivni nivo tako što poput jedne moći, a to je moć strogosti.
I think most of us remember when we came in contact with Krishna consciousness, someone told us we shouldn't smoke.
Ja mislim da se svi mi sećamo, na primjer, kada smo došli u kontakt sa svesnošću Krišne, neko nam je rekao da sada više ne treba da pušimo.
And it was such an austerity to not smoke, especially after eating these heavy feasts.
I onda je to bila tako velika strogost da ne zapalimo cigaru i to specijalno nas tako obilno.
Cigarette.
Cigarette. Yeah. Cigarette. Yeah. Yeah. Not a...
Not
nice. Small.
Yeah. Yeah. But we did it.
Ali mi bismo to opet uradili.
We did this austerity and it brought us to the next level.
Mi bismo napravili jednu strogost i to bi nas dovelo do sljedećeg nivoa.
We gave up drinking alcohol.
I onda bismo mi ostavili pijenje alkohola.
Brought us on.
I to bi nas dovelo na još jedan
nivo. We gave up some of our comforts and went on the street and distributed transcendental Knigovskis.
I onda bismo mi također napustili neku svoju zonu komfora i izašli bismo na ulicu i podelili bismo neke transcendentalnih knjiga.
Or we did some service which was a little difficult for us.
Ili bismo onda napravili neku službu koja je bila malo teška za nas.
And this brought us to the next level.
I onda bi nas to dovelo na sljedeći nivo.
Whenever you want to leave your old space and go into a new space, you must go to the granica and a little beyond the granica.
Kada god želite da napustite to staro mesto na kome se nalazite i da pređete na jedno novo područje, onda morate da dođete do svoje granice i da idete i malo preko nje.
All of us have this granica of our comfort zone around us.
I svi mi imamo te granice naše zone komfora, zone udobnosti oko nas.
And if we stay in the central jail of our comfort zone, we will always remain doing the same things which we do already do.
I onda ako ostanemo u tom centralnom zatvoru naše zone komfora, onda ćemo jednostavno završiti radeći iste stvari koje smo uvek radili.
If you want to go into a new space, let us go to the edge of our comfort zone and a little beyond it, then something new happens.
I mi želimo da dođemo na jedan viši nivo, tako da onda treba da dođemo do te granice i da idemo malo iza nje i onda ćemo vidjeti što nas tamo novo čeka.
And this little walk, it's maybe only 10 centimeters, this is called austerity.
I znači onda taj mali prostor, koji je možda širok samo 10 centimetara, to je strogost.
Then there is another principle when you want to change something, and that is you will face the opposition, your own inner opposition. No, I shouldn't do it. Or the opposition of people who are near and dear to you.
I onda postoji još jedan princip, četvrti, znači kada poželite da se promenite, onda ćete naići na prepreke, ili vaše unutrašnje prepreke, ili na, ne prepreke, nego kako se opoziš? Na
opozicije.
Na otpor, ili vaše sobstveno unutra, ili na otpor onih koji su oko vas.
The opposition in you says, no, you can't make it, and it's so uncomfortable.
I onda taj otpor unutrašnji vama kaže, joj, ne mogu to nikako da napravim, to je tako teško.
And the other people will tell you, why are you all of a sudden so different?
A onda će vam drugi ljudi reći, šta si sad odjedan po tako drugačiji?
Why do you get up half an hour earlier? Are you crazy?
Zašto ustaješ pola sata ranije, jesi poludeo?
Do you think you are more advanced than we?
I zar ti misliš da si ti napredniji od nas?
You are a disturbance.
Ti si samo uznemirenje.
But if you do these four steps, you will come to the fifth step, which is great relief.
Ali ako napravite ta četiri koraka, onda ćete doći do ovog petog koraka, a to je veliko olakšanje.
Recognition is the first thing, that the path which you are presently on doesn't bring you where you need to go.
Znači, prva stvar to je prepoznavanje da ove stvari koje sada činite i taj put na kome ste da osam neće dovesti tamo gdje želite da odete.
Taking action is the second.
Onda morate nešto da preduzmete po tom pitanju.
Making a personal sacrifice is the third.
Onda treća stvar je da napravite ličnu žrtvu.
Then you have to face the opposition inside of you and outside of you.
A onda treba da se suočite sa otporom unutar vas i iznad vas.
But my dear devotees and dear friends and dear skeptics, if you are ready to do these steps, you will feel so much relief.
Ali moji dragi bhakte, moji dragi prijatelji, dragi skeptici, ako ste spremni da napravite ove korake, onda ćete osjetiti veliko olakšanje.
There are a few things which I believe every one of us have done, which in the beginning felt a little uncomfortable.
Ja verujem da je u početku postalo sigurno, da su postale neke stvari i kada bismo ih radili, mi smo se osjećali malo neprijatno.
Like I remember when I gave my first lecture, I could die, I needed to go 5 times to the big toilet before I finally spoke.
Ja se sećam kad je trebalo da prvi put dam lekciju, ja sam se osjećao tako neugodno i morao sam 5 puta da idem na veliki WC pre nego što sam...
Veliki WC, And now I know it was good that I did this austerity.
Ja sada znam, bilo je jako dobro da sam napravio tu strogost.
Oh, you know, to take my first shower.
Jel znate da napravim svoje prvo tuširanje?
I never took a shower.
Ja se nikad nisam tuširao.
I was lying in the bathing tub, North German style.
Ja bi jednostavno po tom severno-nemačkom običaju, ja bi ležao u kadi u vodi.
But then, you know, showering, and then that cold water, oh my God.
A onda sam počela da se tuširam i to još sa ledenom vodom.
But now I have a clean life.
Ali sad imam tako čist život.
Many things, you know, when I became a devotee, my relative said, you will be disinherited.
Ali onda kada sam ja postao bhakta, onda su moji rođaci rekli, e dobro, sada ćemo te lišiti nasledstva.
Yes, and I'm disinherited.
I da, to se i desilo.
That means I don't have a few million in America, euros, or what is it, in mark, or euros is everywhere.
I to samo znači da ja sada nemam nekoliko miliona eura.
But I knew the price I would have to pay to to not take the spiritual path would mean, you know, millions of lifetimes in this boring material world, in this cruel world of birth and death.
Ali ja sam znala da je cena koju treba da platim ako sada ne prihvatim ovaj duhovni put, da to znači da treba da provedem milione i milione života u ovom dosadnom i okrutnom svetu.
You look so sweet when you sleep. When you sleep, you will not hear anything of the lecture.
Ako spavate, onda definitivno nećete čuti ništa od lekcije.
Everyone in the room saw you.
Sad ste videli svi u prostorima.
Now you will get many, many offers for marriage because you look so sweet.
Sad ćeš dobiti puno ponuda za brak, pošto izgledaš tako slatko dok spavaš. Makar se samo šali.
I have a question for you.
Imam jedno pitanje za vas.
Is what you are presently doing bringing you where you wish to go?
Da li vas ono što sada trenutno radite, da li vas to dovodi do onoga gde želite da odete?
Or is there maybe something which you should be doing so that you reach where you want to go?
Ili da li postoji nešto što bi trebalo da radite kako biste stigli tamo gde želite da odete?
I believe at the end of this seminar you will fill a list of 20 points which you should make.
Ja mislim, ja verujem da ćete na kraju ovog seminara imati ispunjenih 20 tačaka šta bi trebalo da radite.
And because I will tell you a secret how all these list points on the list can be easily fulfilled, I think you will be self-realized souls at the end of the seminar.
I zato što ću vam sada reći tajnu kako svi ovi zahtevi na tom spisku mogu biti lako ispunjeni, onda ćete postati samospoznata duša na kraju ovog samina.
Now I would like you to form a team with your neighbor.
Sada bih želao da se uparite sa osobom koja je do vas.
Please turn around.
Znači, okrenite se, nađite svog partnera za razgovor.
Don't start talking before you know about what.
Ali nemojte da počnete da pričate pre nego što ste saznali šta je to o čemu treba da razgovarate.
So who is partner A?
Sad, ko je od vas partner broj, odnosno A? Ko će biti prvi partner u tom timu?
And who is partner B?
A ko je partner B?
Do you all have found a partner? Who has not found a partner?
Da li ima nekoga ko nije našao svog partnera?
So, do we have another partner for Rishabha?
Prema tome, da li imamo nekog ko bi bio ovde partner za Rishabha?
English.
Evo, neko se javlja.
Here's your partner, Rishabha. Please come to Rishabha. Dora, where is Dora's partner? Oh yes, Yamunaji. Are you ready for the question?
Da li ste sada spremni za pitanje?
What is the one thing you could be doing which would make a phenomenal positive difference in your life?
Koja je jedna stvar koju bi trebalo da radite, koja bi vas dovela do fenomenalnih pozitivnih rezultata u vašem životu?
Partner B should first talk.
I sada bi partner B trebalo da govori prvo.
And you only have 3 minutes.
Imate samo 3 minuta.
And then you will change.
A onda ćete zameniti ulogu.
Thank you. Can you please now change and partner A talks what the one thing which he could do which would positively, absolutely make his life a success?
A sada treba da zamenite uloge i sada partner A treba da kaže šta je ta jedna stvar koju kad bi napravio, to bi napravilo nemoguće rezultate u njegovom životu.
But please talk about something realistic, not that from tomorrow on I'm a pure devotee, you know.
Ali molim vas da imate u vidu da budete realni, a ne, evo, sutra postajem čisti bhakt.
Something you can actually do.
Nešto što zaista možete da napravite.
Thank you.
I would recommend one thing.
Ja bih vam sada preporučio jednu stvar.
When you have next time contact, you should remind partner A and or partner B, wherever you are, if he or she is really doing what would make such a positive difference in his or her life, or whether he or she keeps on killing himself.
Ja sada predlažem da sledeći put kada sretnete tog svog partnera, koji god da je to A ili B, onda treba da ga pitate da li on sada radi to što je rekao da bi radio ili dalje ubija sebe.
You should ask, how is it going?
Trebalo bi da ga pitate, pa kako ti ide?
Remember, we heard it's the direction which you take which brings you to your destination, not your intention.
Seti se, čuli smo da je smer u kome ideš ono što će te odvesti do tvog odredišta, ne tvoja namera.
I may have the best intention to go to Montenegro. I might for swimming. I might, you know, put my swimming glasses and my swimming feet in the car and go Montenegro. Here I'm coming, the ocean. I will soon live on you. And if I drive in the direction of Subotica, I will end up in Czechoslovakia or somewhere, not at the ocean.
Ja mogu imati najbolje namere da odem u Crnu Goru i da tamo plivam i mogu staviti svoje naočare za plivanje i svoja stopala za plivanje, da stavim u kola i onda krenem da vozim, ali ako krenem sad da vozim u pravcu Subotice, završit ću u Čehoslovačku.
We often think it's the intention and not the path.
Zato što mi često mislimo da je bitna namera, a ne put kojim idemo.
And we are so often frustrated in our life because we have chosen the wrong path.
I mi smo jako često frustrirani u svom životu zato što smo odabrali pogrešni put.
You know, when I was running through the jungle of South India with a wolf on my heels, I began to understand it's not enough that I want to go back to the farm where I stay. I have to also take the right path.
Znate, kada sam se nalazio tu u Južnoj Indiji, u toj džungli, i taj vuk koji je trčao za mnom, mi je bio za petama, ja sam onda shvatio, pa nije dovoljno da ja samo imam nameru da idem tamo gde želim, ja jednostavno moram uzeti pravi put.
That's what the wolves of South India taught me.
To je ono čemu su me naučili vukovi u Južnoj Indiji.
Tomorrow I will teach you another principle.
I sutra ću vas naučiti još jednom principu.
This was only the introduction.
I ovo je bio samo uvod.
But now I will tell you about one path which always brings you to, which ends all misery. It's hearing about Krishna. It ends all misery.
A sada ću vam reći nešto o jednom putu koji može zaustaviti sve vaše patnje, sigurno, i to je slušanje o Krišni.
There is a very nice verse in the second canto of the Bhagavatam which says that those who always seriously listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam with faith.
Postoji jedan stih u drugom pevanju u Srimad Bhagavatama koji kaže da sve one osobe koje ozbiljno koje stalno ozbiljno slušaju Srimad Bhagavatam sa verom,
and those who apply the teachings of the Bhagavatam will soon realize the Supreme Lord within the hearts of hearts.
I koji primenjuju ono što su tu pročitali, da će oni uskoro spoznati gospodina u svom srcu.
This expression, you will realize Krishna within the heart of your heart, is very significant.
I ovaj izraz koji je pomenut u stihu, koji ja nisam lepo prevela, kada se kaže da ćete sresti gospodina u srcu svog srca, on je jako značajan.
The heart has an outer level and an inner level.
Srce ima spoljašnji nivo i unutrašnji nivo.
What happens on the outer level of the heart is often going away.
I ono što se dešava na tom spoljašnjem nivou srca, to često kasnije nestane.
It's temporary, it's flickering, it's here today, tomorrow gone.
I to je nešto promenljivo, prolazno. Ono je tu danas, ali sutra ga nema.
Only what happens inside the heart, it's called the citta in Sanskrit, deep in the heart, has a permanent effect.
Samo ono što se dešava u unutrašnjosti srca, na sanskritu to se naziva citta, to je stvar koja ima trajni efekt, posledicu.
See, to translate this into our life is, many of us have theoretical or mental or intellectual understandings of Krishna consciousness.
Evo da sada to prevedemo u naš život, kako se to odnosi na naš život. Znači, mnogi od nas ovdje, mi imamo to mentalno, intelektualno razumevanje svjesnosti Krishna.
But these intellectual understandings or theoretical understandings often leave us when we are in a situation which is trying or testing.
Ali to naše intelektualno shvatanje na nivou inteligencije nas jednostavno napušta jako često kada nas stvarno testira.
Only that understanding which is in the citta, that is in the heart of the heart, you know, the inner or deeper level of the heart, stays with us even in difficult times.
I jedino to razumevanje koje se nalazi u srcu, u unutrašnjosti našeg srca, na tom mjestu koje se naziva citta, to je ono što uvek ostaje sa nama.
So Amrita Kelly, if you want to get away from the theoretical platform of Krishna consciousness but become realized, you need to hear every day the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Tako da, Amrita Kelly, ako želiš da dobiješ tu stvarno spoznaju duhovnog života i da odeš sa tog teoretskog nivoa, onda moraš svakog dana slušati Srimad Bhagavatam.
You need to hear with Shraddha, that is an open heart.
I treba to da činiš sa verom, otvorenog srca.
And then it will enter into your heart and it will be a deep realization.
I onda će to ući u tvoje srce i postaće duboka realizacija.
Especially Amrita Kelly, if you leave the theoretical platform and apply the teachings.
I specijalno Amrita Kelly, ako napustiš taj teoretski nivo i počneš da primenjuješ ono što si naučila.
We have a role model of such hearing. I mi imamo
jedan uzor na koga možemo da se ugledamo u Srimad Bhagavatam.
It's Gadadhar Pandit.
To je Gadadhar Pandit.
When he was 12 years old, as a little boy, he moved with his family to Navadvip.
Kada on imao samo 12 godina, on se preselio, kada je bio dečak, preselio se sa svojom porodicom u Navadvip.
And he was a constant associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I on je bio stalni pratilac Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He saw how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved Jagai and Madai, the two rascals.
I on je video kako je gospodin Chaitanya spasao dva nitkova, Jagai i Madai.
He saw how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing on the Ganga and splashing his associates with water.
I onda on isto video kako se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu igrao u reci Gangi i kako je pljuskao vodu po svojim prijateljima.
Gadadhar Pandit actually played Chandi Tattva in the place of Chandrasekhar.
I Gadadhar Pandit je u stvari imao ulogu Shakti Tattva kod Chandrasekhar.
He was present when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the Muslim government Chand Kanzi and convinced him to become a Bhakta.
I on je bio prisutan kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sreo Chand Kazija i kada ga je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ubedio da postane bhakta.
And like a tree which had been cut by an axe, he was lying on the ground crying and crying and crying when he saw how the beautiful locks of Gauranga Mahaprabhu were cut away from his head on his sannyas day.
I poput drveta koje je posečeno i koje je sada palo na zemlji, on je ležao na zemlji i plakao je kada je video Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kako mu padaju te crne kovrđe kada je on uzeo sanjas, kada se ošišao.
You know who is Gadadhar Pandit in the spirit, in the heat, in the Krishna Lila?
Da li znate ko je Gadadhar Pandit u Krishna Lili?
He is Srimati Radharani.
On je Srimati Radharani.
But in a special mood.
ali u jednom specijalnom raspoloženju.
You can see our Radha Kunjabihari deities. One day Krishna said to Radharani, I want to take your effulgence.
I vidite naša božanstva ovde, Radha Kunjabihari. Jednog dana Krishna je rekao Šrimati Radharani, ja želim da preuzmem tvoj put.
And in addition, I want to take from your heart the effulgence of your heart, that is what you feel for me.
A uz to želim da uzmem i put tvoga srca, želim da uzmem ono što ti osjećaš prema meni.
This is called the bhava.
I to se naziva bhava.
You know, sometimes when we have a good friend, then we see his friendly feelings towards us, which is like an effulgence from his heart.
Nekada kada imamo prijatelja, onda možemo da vidimo ta njegova osjećanja privrženosti prema nama poput nekog sjaja koji sijava, i to je u stvari ta bava.
Today I saw my good friend from Hamburg, Bhaktivaibhava Maharaj.
Ja sam danas vidio svog dobrog prijatelja iz Hamburga, Bhaktivaibhava Maharaja.
He took care of me when I was a young bhakta, so deep love, so wild.
I on se brinuo o meni kada sam ja bio tek mladi bhakta i kada sam bio tako divan.
He taught me everything.
I on me svemu naučio.
He only did teach me to not eat too much prasada.
Naučio me kako da stavljam doti i sve. Samo me nije naučio kako da ne jedem previše prasada.
And today I saw he saw me.
I danas me on video.
And I could see from his heart was a beautiful vibration coming. A beautiful vibration to me. He loves me and I love him.
Ja sam onda video iz njegovog srca sam osetio tako predivnu vibraciju. Ja sam znao, da, on mene voli, ja volim njega.
So Krishna said to Radharani, I want to take your kanti, your effulgence, and I want to take the inner effulgence from your heart, what you feel for me.
I onda je Krishna rekao Šrimati Radharani, ja želim da uzmem tvoj put i takođe želim da uzmem tvoje osjećanje s tvog srca.
And then I will be just like you.
A onda ću biti upravo poput tebe.
I will have a golden effulgence.
Imaću taj zlatni sjaj.
And I will cry, Krishna, desi, where are you?
I onda ću ja plakati, Krishna, desi.
Gde si? Yes. Where are you? Yes. So, Gadad, what is left of Radharani when her effulgence is taken by Krishna and her mood? That's called Gadadha.
I sad se vraćamo na Gadadhar Pandita. Šta je ono što ostaje od Šrimati Radharani kad uzmemo njenu put i njeno osjećanja? Onda ostaje Gadadhar.
Radharani, when Krishna is gone, just goes crazy for Krishna.
Radharani, kada Krishna ode, ona jednostavno poluti za Krishna.
So Gadadhar Pandit is always, you know, in a forlorn situation.
I tako da je Gadadhar stalno u tom utučenom stanju.
Krishna has robbed everything away.
Krishna mu je uzeo sve.
After all, he is the independent lover.
Na kraju krajeva, on je jedan nezavisni ljubavnik.
Gadadhar is forlorn, forsaken.
I Gadadhar je potpuno utučen.
Gadadhar has no interest in this world.
Gadadhar nema nikakvog interesa za ovaj svet.
When someone is so crazy for love, with love, he cannot think of anything else.
I kada je osoba luda od ljubavi, ona ne može da misli ni o čemu drugom.
You have taken everything away from me, Krishna.
Uzeo si mi sve, Krishna.
But still I love you so.
Ali ja te i dalje toliko volim.
So this Gadadhar, this Radharani came, special feature of Radharani, came in Gauralila as Gadadhar Pandita.
I ova jedan specijalni oblik Šrimati Radharani se pojavio u Gauralili u obliku Gadadhar Pandita.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him with him when he went to Puri and gave him a specific place in the Tota Gopinath Gardens.
I onda ga je Četanja Mahaprabhu odveo sa sobom u Puri i dao mu je specijalno mesto u baštama, u vrtovima Tota Gopinaka.
And there Gadadhar Pandit would do two things.
I onda bi Gadadhar Pandit radio dve stvari.
He would worship a beautiful deity of Krishna.
On bi obožavao predivno božanstvo Krishna.
Who have seen this deity, Tota Gopinath?
Ko je video ovo božanstvo Tota Gopinatha?
You must go.
Onda morate da odete ako ga niste videli.
This deity is something else.
Ovo božanstvo je nešto potpuno drugačije.
When Gadadhar Pandit became so old that he was bent over and couldn't put the garland on this deity, which is very high deity, the deity sat down like me, look at it, with crushed legs.
I onda kada je Gadadhar Pandit ostario, kada više nije mogao da stavi garland oko vrata ovog božanstva koje je jako visoko, onda je to božanstvo selo u ovaj položaj, kao što ja sam. U ovaj položaj lotus.
This is how Krishna loved Gadadhar.
I ovo je kako je Krishna volao, koliko ga je volao.
And Gadadhar Pandit would do something else.
I Gadadhar Pandit je radio još nešto.
In order to overcome his feelings of separation from Krishna, he would read the Bhagavata.
Kako bi prevazišao svoje osjećanje odvojenosti od Krishne, on bi čitao Bhagavatam.
But you must know how he read the Bhagavatam.
Ali morate znati kako je on čitao Bhagavatam.
When he was, you know, old, one student who wanted to learn the Bhagavatam came to him. His name was Srinivas.
I kada je on već ostario, jedan učenik je došao kod njega koji je želao njega da nauči kako da recite Bhagavatam i njegovo ime je bilo Srinivas.
Gadadhar Pandit was so old.
I Gadadhar Pandit je već bio jako star.
He said, you want to learn the Bhagavatam from me?
I on je rekao, ti želiš da učiš Bhagavatam od mene?
He took his copy out and Srinivas saw. He looked at the copy of the Bhagavatam of Gadadhar Pandit, but he couldn't read anything because the loving tears of Gadadhar had washed away every single letter of the Sanskrit verses from the pages of that Bhagavatam.
I onda Srinivas pogledao, Gadadhar Pandit je izvadio svoj primjerak Šrimad Bhagavatam i Srinivas je pogledao i video da on ne može da pročita ni jedno jedino slovo zato što su te suze ljubavi koje Gadadhar Pandit lio, one su izbrisale sva slova.
This is how he read.
I to je kako je on čitao.
With great faith in Krishna.
Sa velikom verom u Krishna.
Yes. And he realized the Supreme Lord by this method in his heart. Of heart.
I on je spoznao svevišnji gospodina na taj način u srcu svog srca.
Yes. Here I have written down for you a verse about Gadadhar Pandit.
Ovdje sam ja napisao jedan stih za vas o Gadadhar Panditu.
Would you like to hear it?
Da li biste želeli da ga čujete?
Yes. Yes. Dulal, would you like to hear it? Repeating the name of Gaurasundar with his eyes closed.
Ponavljajući ime Gaurasundar sa svojim zatvorenim očima.
His eyes were as hot as flames.
Njegove oči su bile usijane poput plamena.
Gaura, Gaura, oh. Gaura, Gaura, oh. Sais, you know, sais. As hot as flames.
Oh, he sighs, sorry. Yeah. Nisam lepo prevala, rekao je Makaraš, znači dok je on zatvorenih oči izgovarao ime Gaurasundar, njegovi uzdasi su bili topli poput plamena.
Lord Gauranga had just left the planet.
I gospodin Gauranga je upravo napustio planetu.
Gadadhar Pandit was just sitting in his ashram, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura.
I Gadadhar Pandit je sedao u svom ašramu i jednostavno dozivao go, 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 i uzdisao.
He would go like this and he would make, oh, it was flames.
I onda bi on, kada bi tako zdahnuo, mogli bi se vidjeti plamenom.
No one but the Lord can know how much Gadadhar has suffered in the absence of his Lord Gauranga.
Niko osim samog gospodina ne može znati koliko je Gadadhar Pandit patio usled odsustva svog gospodina.
Gadadhar Pandit stayed alive only to bestow later his mercy on Srinivas Acharya.
I Gadadhar Pandit je ostao tu prisutan samo zbog toga da bi dao svoju milost kasnije Šrinivas Ačarji.
So Gadadhar Pandit really only had the Bhagavatam to take shelter of.
Tako da je Gadadhar Pandit imao jedino Bhagavatam da u njemu uzme utočište.
My dear devotees, what do you have to take shelter of in this world?
Moj dragi bhakti, šta vi imate za utočište u ovom svetu?
Who will tell you about Krishna?
Ko će vama reći o Krishna?
Who will tell you in such a way that Krishna manifests in your heart of hearts, not just at the mental platform?
Ko će vama pomoći tako da vam se Krishna razotkrije u srcu vašeg srca, a ne samo na toj mentalnoj razini?
It's the Bhagavatam.
To je Bhagavatam.
When Krishna left this planet, the Bhagavatam rose like a sun to give light to this dark age of Kali.
I kada je gospodin nestao sa ove planete, onda se Bhagavatam pojavio poput sunca kako bi donio svetlost u ovu tamu Kali dobu.
In the Bhagavatam you will find stories about the great devotees of Krishna and how they found Krishna.
I u Bhagavatamu ćete naći priču o velikim bhaktama gospodina i kako su oni našli Krishna.
In many, many narrations you will find how great devotees like Narad and Dhruva and Prahlad had the personal darshan of Krishna, and they describe what they did to get this darshan.
I onda ćete u tim mnogim pričama naći šta su Narada i Dhruva i Prahlad, kako su oni dobili direktni darshan sa Krishnom i šta su radili kako bi ga dobili.
This Bhagavatam is so powerful that it can revive your bhakti in the heart, probably.
I ovaj Bhagavatam je tako moćan da može da ponovo uspostavi bhakti u tvom srcu, Radha Kripa.
And if you hear this every day, wow, it's so absolutely powerful.
I ako ga slušaš svakog dana, to je tako moćno.
This is one path which you can start very easily and which will bring you perfection.
I to je jedan put koji možeš da započneš jako lako i koji će ti doneti savršenstvo.
The Bhagavatam has this special potency of Krishna to install or bring Krishna into your, not just into your heart, into the heart of your heart.
I Bhagavatam ima tu specijalnu moć da dovede Krishnu ne samo u tvoje srce, već u srce tvog srca.
I have understood this many times, but half a year ago I said, enough, I just want to be Krishna conscious, so I will read every day a little in the Bhagavata.
I ja sam to razumevao i ranije, ali onda pre jedno pola godine ja sam shvatio, dosta, sad je stvarno dosta, ja želim da budem svestan Krishna i želim svakog dana da čitam pomalo iz Bhagavata.
And now after half a year I get the fruits from this path.
I sada nakon pola godine ja dobijam plodove tog svog puta.
First when I started I thought, oh, I know, I have translated part of the Bhagavatam from the English to the German language, oh, I want to read something new which I've never read before.
I onda sam mislio, joj, ovo mi je tako poznato, ja sam preveo već, prevodio jedan deo Bhagavatama sa engleskog na nemački, ovo mi je sve tako poznato, želim da čitam nešto novo.
But I had heard from authorized sources that Krishna would manifest in my heart if I would daily read the Bhagavatam. So I said, I'm going to try this.
Ali iz vjerodostojnih izvora ja sam čuo da ako svakog dana čitam Bhagavatam da će se Krishna pojaviti u mom srcu i onda sam odlučio, ja ću to sad napraviti.
And I liked especially this promise that he would manifest not on the outer level of my heart, where he comes and goes like a cloud, but in the inner level of the heart, where he would stay.
I ono što mi se jako svidalo jeste to obećanje da će on doći i da će se pojaviti ne samo poput nekog oblaka na tom spoljnom nivou koji samo dođe i prođe, već da će se pojaviti u srcu mog srca i da će tu i ostati.
And now I can tell you it works, Prabhus.
I sad vam mogu reći da to deluje.
I think of Krishna nowadays during the day.
I ja sad u toku dana mislim na Krishna.
And in the night I dream of Narada Muni and how he went into the forest and this, you know, how he felt thirsty and found a lake and stayed near the lake and then how Krishna appeared in the lake of his heart and all of that.
I ja sada kada spavam, kada sanjam, ja onda sanjam Narada Munija i kako je on video Krišnu, kako mu se Krišna pojavio na jezeru.
I'm getting the fruits of because I'm following a principle of the path.
Ja sada dobijem plodove svog truda zato što sledim taj princip puta.
We will hear more about this tomorrow.
I mi ćemo još čuti o tome sutra.
We will, let me see, tomorrow we will get into the most demanding lecture. We will hear why it is so difficult to change.
A sutradan mi ćemo doći do najzahtevnijeg dela ovog seminara i onda ćemo čuti zašto je toliko teško da se promenimo.
I might even show you a little movie about someone who couldn't change his ways.
Ja ću vam možda i pokazati jedan mali film o nekome ko nije umeo da promeni svoj stari način.
Disney intelligent when they see that something is not aligned in my life. They take shelter and they change something.
Vidite, inteligentne osobe, one kada vide, ok, sad određene stvari nisu baš u redu u mom životu, onda one uzmu utočište i promene se.
But the foolish people, when they see something is not all right, they just keep going and suffer for it.
A budala, oni jednostavno kad vide da nešto nije u redu u njihovom životu, oni nastaju da idu istim putem i pate usled toga.
I think we have seen many such people, foolish people.
Ja verujem da smo mi videli mnogo takvih budala.
We tell them, stop smoking, you are getting cancer.
I mi bismo im rekli, pa prestani da pušiš, dobijaš rak.
Anyways, it tastes good.
Ma, u svakom slučaju, to ima dobar ukus.
You're eating too much, you're killing yourself.
Ti jedeš previše, ti ubijaš sebe.
Ah, it's pizza.
Ah.
Pizza time.
Pizza.
And ice cream. Ice cream.
I sladoled.
With capers. you are always so negative.
I ti si uvek tako negativan.
No, I'm just realistic.
Ne, ja sam samo realan.
They keep on going and finally they end up at a path which is not going.
I onda te osobe nastavljaju u tom pravcu, tim putem i onda završe negde gde nisu želele da odu.
So I leave you with a question for today.
Tako da vas danas ostavljam s jednim pitanjem.
Is what you are presently doing really bringing you where you wish to go?
Da li vas ono što sada radite, da li vas to zaista dovodi do mesta, do onih stvari gde želite da odete?
Krišna. I feel so excited about my seminar. I hope it's not boring for you.
Ja sam tako uzbuđen povodom svog seminara, pa se nadam da vam nije dosadno.
We have a little time for questions now.
Imamo sada malo vremena za pitanja.
Nandadula babu nandadula nandadula nandadula. If you can first speak in English please and then translate.
No, exactly right. But I've heard one explanation, not in a negative interpretation, where it says that the comfort zone is something that we do the things easily, where we feel secure, and what we should do, we should push the levels of our comfort zone, and. So that the things that were not before in our comfort zone are now in our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I'm myself, I don't know where is really which is better interpretation? Yeah. How to do? So if you can help me about
it. Nice question.
Guru Maharaj je pričao o ovih pet principa promjene i o tome da treba da napravimo žrtvu i pominje tu komfort zonu. I obično se znači interpretira komfort zonu kao nešto negativno, u smislu nešto što nas zadržava tu gde jesmo i da ne možemo da napredujemo i da treba da izađemo izvan komfort zone. Ali ja sam na jednom mjestu čuo drugačiju interpretaciju koja nije toliko, da kažem, negativna, nego da se kaže da mi treba da guramo zapravo granice naše komfort zone, jer komfort zona je ono što gde radimo stvari onako prirodno, gde nam je lako da radimo stvari, da treba da guramo granice tako da nam stvari koje nisu bile ranije u komfort zoni postanu lake da ih radimo, odnosno da nam bude komfortno da radimo nešto što ranije. Nije pa pitan Maharaj da nam objasni koje, da kažem, pravilni razumevanje tog, da kažem, koncepta.
The normal comfort zone of a person temperature wise is between 15 and 25 degrees.
Normalna zona komfora za jednu osobu što se tiče temperature jeste između 15 i 25 stupnjeva.
When it gets hotter than 25 degrees, we are out of our comfort zone. We start to sweat.
I onda kada bude više od 25 stepeni, onda smo mi van svoje zone komfora i počnemo da se znojimo.
And it becomes so uncomfortable that we can't do things like, for instance, thinking activities.
I onda postane tako neugodno da mi ne možemo da radimo neke uobičajene aktivnosti, na primjer da razmišljamo.
So then we try to re-establish the comfort zone by going in the shade, for instance.
I onda mi pokušavamo da opet napravimo tu svoju zonu komfora tako što ćemo otići u senku.
The cooling shade.
U neku hladnu senku.
And then we can write something or, you know, think again.
I onda možemo opet da razmišljamo, možemo nešto da napišemo.
In fact, when we are out of our comfort zone, the body reacts with stress.
U stvari, kada smo van te svoje zone komfora, način na koji telo reaguje je stres.
And so stress can make a lot of problems to a person.
I stres može napraviti puno problema jednoj osobi.
So therefore we find all species of life gravitating always to establish or defend their comfort zones.
I tako da onda mi nalazimo da sve život, da sve vrste životne, da one idu ka tome da uspostave tu svoju zonu komfora.
In one way, this is an arrangement of the material nature.
I sa jedne strane gledamo, to je aranžman materijalne prirode.
And it has its benefit.
I to ima svoje dobrobiti.
That we try to establish and maintain our comfort zone.
Da mi pokušavamo da uspostavimo i da održimo tu svoju zonu komfora.
But the problem is, in this world, we are always threatened by unexpected things.
Ali problem sa kojim se suočavamo u ovom svetu jeste da nam uvek prete neke neočekivane stvari.
Challenge the temperature.
Neki izazov temperature.
Challenges in our lives.
Izazovi u našim životima.
Challenges in our relationships.
Izazovi u našim odnosima.
And if we have things which, in other words, challenge is what is outside of our comfort zone.
I to su stvari, sve one stvari koje nas izazivaju, one su van te naše zone komfora.
And if your comfort zone is here and the challenges are... I was so stressed, Nandadulal. I needed to go 10 times to the Vedika VC.
Ja sam onda bio toliko pod stresom, Nandadulal, da mi je bilo potrebno 10 puta odem na veliki VC.
But I have done in my life a few speaking engagements.
Ali onda sam ja u svom životu napravio nekoliko takvih angažmana govorenja.
And although it was discomfortable, I learned to speak before more people, and now I'm no longer threatened if I have to go to the TV. I can do it. I have extended my comfort zone, so to say.
I onda sada, nakon svog ovog vremena, ja sam jednostavno naučio da govorim pred više ljudi i sad kad se to desi, ja ne osjećam nikakvu pretnju. Drugim rečima, ja sam proširio tu svoju zonu komfora.
What I want to express with this example is if you want to extend your life skills, if you want to be able to deal better with life, you have to do some austerities to extend your